Fortnite Reload's awesome. I'd honestly argue that it's the best mode in Fortnite. The high intensity, Headhunter, the game runs smoother due to the smaller map and lobby sizes, and the most important factor of any season to me is the loot pool, since I value loot pools that much, which Reload loot pool reigns supreme.
Who the hell cares?
The loot pool in Reload's launch was mainly composed of Chapter 1 weapons, with some Chapter 2 and 3 weapons sprinkled in. Mostly very solid picks here, aside from whatever the hell these are. The following patch is basically the same loot pool as this, but with three major changes. The lever, TAC SMG, and Deagle got replaced with better alternatives. Obviously, the lever eating shit and dying gets brownie points from me, but the SMG switcheroo tickles my pickle personally. It's more fun to play with this SMG due to its higher DPS. I have a love-hate relationship with the Mammoth Pistol, but I don't really think it's a skillful weapon if I'm being honest. It's extremely fun to use, but it's not really fun getting one tap the second someone peeks at you. And the other fun weapons in Reload don't really have this problem of being able to end someone's life in a blink of a fucking eye. 30.40 added the lever action rifle. For some reason, the burst, the charged shotgun, and the rapid fire SMG. I'm kinda neutral on these unvaults aside from the lever action rifle, but the vaults are what weighs this down severely for me. Three out of the four vaults were weapons that actually took some skill to use and felt satisfying to use, and for that reason specifically, version 30.20, the update with the three replacements, was the best loot pool for Chapter 5 Season 3. I'm combining the next two patches because all the second one did was unvault the double barrel. That's it. That's literally fucking it. This is an interesting one. They wanted to push people to use the combat AR, which definitely shook up the gameplay. And when I say shook up the gameplay, I mean the gunplay is still gunplay. This is shaking up the gameplay. This is not shaking up the gameplay. My only gripe with the vaults is that the hammer got taken out, but what kind of wins this loot pool over for me is the addition of the shield keg. This changes everything. Shield kegs, especially in squads, are insanely clutch, given that Fortnite fucking hates the idea of putting Siphon in Reload. 31.20 takes a dip in my opinion, since we were in absolute doom at the time. Fortnite unvaulted the Stark rifle, but instead of unvaulting the hitscan version, since Reload is a hitscan game mode, they unvaulted the Chapter 5 bullet drop version. The Prime shotgun came back, and just like how a lot of people, including myself, forgot how good the Hammer AR was when it came back to Reload, I forgot how shit this gun was. This is a terrible shotgun. I fucking hate this gimmick so much. It should have been what the Scorpion Medallion is essentially, extra bonus damage for the first shot, then its regular damage afterwards. The next loot pool was during Fort Nightmares, and for that they vaulted all of these guns and put in the Halloween shit. I'm gonna keep it a stack, the only thing worth using was probably the pumpkin launcher. Everything else is cool, but you're better off using shit like the pump or whatever AR was in the loot pool at the time. The Witch Broom was too slow of a rotation item, so people could easily beam you out of the sky, and the sideways weapons were always shit to me. But after everything, version 31, the one with the combat AR, was by far the best loot pool of the entire season.
It's just a kid! No!
We actually go through what seems to be somewhat of a soft reboot during Remix. All the basic Chapter 1 ARs, shotguns, and whatnot got replaced by their Chapter 3 variants, and a lot of these replacements are worse than the Chapter 1 versions. A couple standouts, the Havoc AR made its first reload appearance here, same with the Suppressed Sniper and Maven Shotgun. 32.10 mended some of my issues when it came to Chapter 3 weapons replacing the Chapter 1 weapons by bringing back the Heavy AR and the Pump, which I'm a huge fan of. You wouldn't catch me dead using the Striker Pump, and I actually think this was the best loot pool during the entire Remix season.
Fortnite gangster.
Chapter 6 Season 1's first reload patch carried this loot pool over, and unvaulted a few things that I'm kinda neutral on. Something noteworthy is that launch pads were unvaulted for both builds and zero builds, which is a very positive change. The next patch, 33.20, is probably one of the most impactful loot pool changes ever. The fan favorite Havoc shotgun joined the base loot pool with all of its different rarities, but outside of mythics and exotics, this is the very first time we saw red dot weapons be unvaulted. Normally, I would knock this loot pool down a couple pegs because of this, but what comes in clutch for me is the unvaulting of Slap. This is fucking awesome. It fits so good in Reload. I genuinely think that Slap always needs to be in this mode. 33.30 made Flow Berries be a part of floor loot, which is actually really nice. The combat AR came back alongside the Heavy Sniper, but the one big thing being the Kinetic Blade coming back.
What the fuck?
Now, I'm glad that it was the blue version with two charges and durability instead of the purple one, and I'm kinda against this in some ways because Reload already has so much mobility. It seems that Fortnite wants to slowly start making Reload closer to what BR would feel like, since jetpacks, kinetic blades, and potentially cars in the future. But I feel that totally defeats the purpose of Reload. Reload isn't supposed to feel like BR. It doesn't need what BR needs. It puts up amazing numbers despite only getting vaults and unvaults for updates. Main BR is made for whatever the fuck they want to put in there. Mobility and Reload should only be utility items like crash pads, shockwaves, launch pads, and grapplers. So with that, version 33.20, the update with all the slap items, is by far the strongest loophole in Chapter 6 Season 1.
I gotta have more! I gotta have more!
So this is when shit starts to get comically worse. There are some good aspects like vaulting the kinetic blade and unvaulting Flowberry Fizz. Holy shit, Flowberry Fizz! But that's where the good qualities end in my opinion. We lost the Hammer AR and the Havoc Shotgun, and the shotgun that got unvaulted to replace the Havoc was the Heavy Shotgun. Okay, the Heavy Shotgun's not too bad.
Oh my goodness!
The baby-ass tiny crosshair version? I really don't know why they did this, but you know what? Whatever, we got Flowberry Fizz. Surely the loot pool can't get worse, right? Dude, this is shit. This is genuinely the worst loot pool in Reload history, full stop. Like, if the pump and tech were in default staples in the loot pool at this point, this shit would be fucking terrible more than it already is. The tactical AR is weaker than the table from the Oh No Our Table video. The lever action shotgun was in the very first Reload loot pool, and the data for people picking this gun up was probably so low that it was vaulted all the way up until now. The fact that it was gone for all that time probably indicated that this shit doesn't belong in any mode whatsoever.
Notice how in the trailer he died because he had a lever action shotgun?
The six shooter being in the loot pool is actually really funny to me because it being here is definitely solely based on the fact that it was never in Reload before, and not because it's a fan favorite weapon. Because who is actually begging on their knees for the fucking six shooter to come back? Be for real. Just like the last Reload map, we got a huge ass overhaul to the loot pool, acting as somewhat of a reboot again. The Red Eye Assault Rifle makes its very first Reload appearance, and out of all the Red Dot ARs in the game, this one's probably my most favorite of all time. It's not perfect by any means, but I do feel like it's way less annoying to play against compared to the rest of the Red Dots. I've been wanting the Combat Shotgun to come back for what seems to be forever. I still think it's not that good, to be honest. I was kind of hoping that it was the Chapter 5 Season 3 version because that one was pretty fun to use. These shotguns are really fucking good for the most part, which is genuinely impressive. If I'm being honest, there's only a few stinkers in the loot pool in my opinion, being the Tactical AR, Stinger SMG, and Dragon's Breath Shotgun. If you really wanted to, you could count the Mammoth as a stinker, but at this point, I feel like Fortnite's trying really hard to make it the poster boy gun of Reload, so it's safe to say that it's gonna be in the loot pool quite often. Oh yeah, and jetpacks. To be fair, I don't think these are really a problem at all compared to the other iterations of the jetpack, and I feel as if the jetpacks might be a disadvantage to users. It's laughably obvious what loot pulls the best out of Chapter 6 Season 2. Can you take a wild fucking guess? When comparing the best loot pool from each season, Chapter 2 Remix's best loot pool comes in last, mainly because I'm genuinely just neutral about it. Like, this is a good loot pool, but nothing really sticks out in my opinion. It just gets the job done and that's about it. Chapter 5 Season 4 is next for me. I think it was cool that the AR meta was mainly revolved around the combat AR. I personally liked it, but I don't know if that was really optimal. Chapter 6 Season 1 is next, and obviously the Striker Burst is kinda fucking busted, especially in Zero Build, but what carries the season for me obviously is the Slap Juice. Amazing. Now these top two are honestly interchangeable, but for the sake of trying not to have recency bias, I'm putting this at number two. This is a great breath of fresh air, especially coming off from the literal worst loot pool of all time. The shotguns are amazing even though there's a few blemishes, but the rest of the loot pool is so stacked to the point where it doesn't really bother me. Chapter 5 Season 3's best loot pool is, in my opinion, the best Reload loot pool. It's nearly the same as the launch loot pool, but by simply getting rid of the meh weapons and replacing them with better replacements makes this stand out to me. These two might switch over time, I'm sure of it, but I went with my gut for this one. Reload's gonna continue to be a strong mode, and I'm really excited for its future, and to be frank, I'm a little more excited for its future more than BR's, but that's just my opinion. What Reload loot pool is your favorite? Do you like the one with the kinetic blade? Are you a psychopath that likes this one?
I like that loot pool.
Why not use my creator code in the item shop to help me out? I'll leap with joy and bounce in my seat if you do. I'm gonna head out, stay based and valid, have a wholesome day, and fly away today.